Shoot. Back to Curry. Draymond Green tries a three. It's good. Draymond Green drills the three.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs complete the sweep of the Portland Trailblazers in Portland. Had to go to overtime to get it done, but that's exactly what they do. I'm going to break this whole game down, all five quarters, play some post-game sound, and maybe do a little looking ahead. Even though their finals opponent hasn't been decided yet, we'll take a peek. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Quick reminder, if you are looking for Locked On Warriors or any of the great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, we got the Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, colleges. We got you covered on everything. Go ahead and download the new podcasting app, Himalaya, and tell it you want Locked On Warriors. You can subscribe and rate and review. And Himalaya is the new podcasting app that not only curates personalized playlists for you, it's coming out with brand new top-of-the-line features every single day. So download Himalaya and tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors. Today's show is also brought to you in part by Hotels.com. I just used them a couple weeks ago to go to a wedding in Calistoga. Got hooked up huge. It was a busy weekend there. And got a dope king-sized room last second. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there, do that, get rewarded. One team that got rewarded today was the Golden State Warriors. We call that a transition, man. That was smooth. And they got rewarded because going into tonight's game, we know Andre Iguodala was questionable. I still thought they should play him maybe a minute's limit, something like that. I understand the reasoning not to. He's older. He is banged up. And you think you can beat the Blazers without him. But my thing was, let's say you rest him and the Blazers win game four. Do you play Andre game five? And in doing that, you're saying, you know, Andre not playing 15, 20 minutes is more important than the fact that, you know, Steph, Draymond, Clay, all your guys might have to play an entire extra game. Now, maybe Andre was just way too hurt, couldn't play, and that's just what it was. But I do think it was close enough that he could have played. But the decision was to not start him. And not only do the Warriors have 9 days off now after the win, when you don't play Andre Iguodala, he had, what did he have? He had Sunday off, Monday off, and then he has the 9 days. So he'll have 11 days off between now and the start of the finals. So without Andre, without Kevin Durant, without DeMarcus Cousins, the Warriors started Jordan Bell at center and Alphonso McKinney at small forward. And mixed bag on both. McKinney actually knocked down a three on the very first possession. He played really well. We shouldn't expect the performances of Andre Iguodala or Kevin Durant or DeMarcus Cousins from these guys. So to say they didn't meet those standards is unfair. Alphonso McKinney played a really nice game. He had definitely a good game and came up with some big plays late for the Dubs. He actually ended the game with 12 points, only 2 rebounds, both of them offensive. Both of them huge late in the game. We will definitely get to that. He did go 1 of 5 from three, which you wish it was better, but none of them were that bad or forced or anything. So he was definitely a big part of this game. He actually came out, had 6 points in the first quarter. He was part of a big first quarter for the Dubs. But the problem is the Blazers had a big first quarter too. This was a game where defense felt pretty optional. It was in my notes in the second quarter, I have that it was a very cordial game in the fact that it was, hey, you know what? You take an open shot and then maybe I'll take an open shot. And they did that for about 2.5 quarters. Started to pick it up a little bit in the third. In the first 3 minutes, Alphonso McKinney had 5 points. Myers Leonard had 6. Yeah, just like we all thought. Myers Leonard, good for him. He had career highs tonight. He played great. I think he's a skilled player. I know he's an offensive player, a skilled scorer. You know, big guy. He's like 7'1", 250. He's capable. I'll put it that way. But definitely did not expect to see what we saw the last two games from him. And we'll see what happens with him next year and how much they decide to play him, etc. But he really showed up these last two games. I have to give him a lot of credit. Warriors kind of ignored him a little bit. They weren't really... He was knocking down open shots, I'll put it that way. But good for him. Make the shots that you're given. The rebounding was a little bit of a problem in the first quarter. You know, Warriors were able to get it going later. But in the first quarter, the Dubs had 7 rebounds. Portland had 10, and 4 of those were offensive. So they were getting extra looks from those O boards. There was a sequence in the first where it really just showed what the Warriors have to do to get Steph a shot and how tough it is to stop, where he's just looking for a shot. They're sending 2 at him. He gets rid of it. He runs around the court literally for 20 seconds, running through screens, finally gets an open shot, knocks down the open 3. He was on the court with Draymond, Sean Livingston, Jacob Evans, and Kevon Looney. Not a lot of shooting there. No wonder you go immediately to Steph, but the funny part is just how tough it was for him to get the shot, and he got there easily. You heard me mention Jacob Evans. He came in for Alphonso McKinney at 3 minutes and 23 seconds, and he gave the Warriors a solid, uneventful 3 minutes and 23 seconds. And I don't mean that as anything more than a compliment. He came in, he defended well, didn't do really anything offensively, but the fact that there weren't any big mistakes, any glaring holes or anything like that is an absolute positive. Now, do I think they'll go to him again in the playoffs? Probably not. If they do, they're in pretty dire straits. But it was good to see him get some meaningful minutes and be fine. I'll put it that way. I'm going to talk about Jacob Evans coming up over the next couple of days because we have 9 days off before the next Warriors game. So I got some fun topics I want to get to, definitely, and he's one of them. But we'll just wait for that when we get there because, you know what, the Warriors completed a sweep tonight. Myers Leonard had 14 points in the first quarter. Again, just wide open looks. I have here written down in the first, if the Dubs can lock in on D, obviously without Andre Iguodala, which makes it a lot tougher, they'll win. They will win. And they were able to lock in at certain points later in the game, but not the same way they did in game 3. To end the first, the Dubs were up 36-35. Going into the second quarter, it was the lineup of Quinn Cook, Klay Thompson, Sean Livingston, Jonas Jerebko, and Kevon Looney. Here's my note about it being a cordial first half. You know what? You take the open shot. I'll take the open shot on the other end. It's fine. You know, we're not going to play defense tonight. It was an ugly second quarter. The Warriors were struggling. Steph, of course, he had himself a great game, a triple-double. Draymond also had a triple-double. First teammates to ever have triple-doubles in the playoffs in the same game. In the second, Steph had 13 points, going 3-of-4 from the field, 2-of-3 from 3. But he didn't get a lot of help in that second quarter. And Portland played well in the second. Myers Leonard, the guy, had 11 points in the second, 3-of-3 from 3. I think he was 5-of-6 in the first half from 3. He was getting it done. I mean, that's the thing. He is a very talented scorer, offensive player, however you want to look at it. Scorer, really. He's, you know, a lot of his other offensive stuff is eh, but he can fill it up, and he did that tonight. Like I said, he had a big second quarter. He knocked down a 3 with 32 seconds left, and that was 25 points in the first half for Myers Leonard, but he knocks down a 3 with 32 seconds left to put the Blazers up 12. Steph immediately answers with a 3, gets a steal. Dame gives him a stupid foul in transition when they're in the bonus, and then it actually turned out to be a clear path foul. Not a spirit of the rule kind of foul, but a letter of the law, clear path foul, whatever. Warriors take it, 2 free throws, and then Steph knocks down a 30-footer to cut the lead down to 4 at half. which was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the guy scored 8 points in 32 seconds. And in doing so, cut the lead down to four. Like I said, it was 69-65 going into the third. Myers Leonard and Steph Curry, the shootout, man. We all knew it was going to happen. They both had 25 points in the first half. I noted that Myers Leonard, he did cool down in the second half of game three. I think he had, 14 or 16 in the first half. Didn't do much in the second. A little bit of the same tonight. He struggled in the second half, and part of that was some moves made by Kerr, some adjustments, obviously, but he also cooled down. He's not used to playing this much. He just isn't. That was it for the first half. Going to take a quick break, come back, talk about the second half, and how the Warriors were able to pull this one out. But today's show is brought to you in part by Untuck It. Dads come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, and so should their shirts, like tall, short, slim, relaxed. Ever wonder why your father's button-up looks so long and baggy at the end of the day? It can be hard for guys to pull off a casual, untucked look that isn't sloppy. That's where Untuck It comes in. Untuck It is the solution that fits just right. Their shirts are specifically designed to look great untucked and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or tailored required. Go to untuckit.com, promo code NBA, to get 20% off. Look, I'm not a dad, but I swear by these shirts. I'm not a guy who likes to tuck in my shirt. And you get these weird looks with your dress shirts when you don't untuck them and they're made to be tucked and blah, 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 blah. Trust me, I swear by Untuck It shirts. Wore one to a wedding a couple weeks ago. Your boy was killing it. So make sure you go to untuckit.com, promo code NBA, get 20% off. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. And remember to get this show every single day. Subscribe to Locked On Warriors on the brand new Himalaya podcast app in the ever-expanding podcast world. You need Himalaya with the personally curated playlists and brand new top-of-the-line features every single day. Download Himalaya at the App Store and subscribe to Locked On Warriors. Do it. Do it now. I'll wait. Here, go ahead. Go do it. I'll wait a second. You do it? Okay, good. Third quarter coming up. Dubs versus Blazers. Game four. NBA. Western Conference Finals. Big game for the Warriors. Look, if they lost this game, I'd be pretty upset. Honestly, I'd question not starting or not playing Andre Iguodala. And they went with Jordan Bell in the starting lineup, which it didn't hurt them. But he also didn't play great. And it took him out of the role that he was playing pretty well in, where he came in with energy. I would have just gone with Bogut for a couple minutes. But again, it didn't end up hurting him bad enough to complain about it or anything like that. So to start the third, it was the same starters as we've seen, not as we've seen. It was Steph, Clay, Alphonso McKinney, Draymond, and Jordan Bell. They started switching on the pick and roll and not trapping Dame and CJ. And then they would, throw different looks at him, switch it up. But to start the third, they stopped trapping and started switching so someone could stay with Myers Leonard, because he had 25 points in the first half, which is absolutely ridiculous. Shout out Myers Leonard, though. He did play great. But it's one of those things where it's just like, you can't get beat by that guy, You can't allow that to happen. There were times on the boards the Warriors did have some struggles, but then you look at the numbers, it was more just about missed shots, because the Warriors actually did rebound pretty well. Steph had 3 offensive rebounds in the third. It was some bad turnovers, and like I've always said, it's the avoidable ones. If someone plays great defense, so be it. But I guess for Steph, the bright side is he won't have to play against Seth anymore, which, by the way, Steph, I know he's your little brother, but, killer mentality, man. Come on. You're really telling me he's the one who's got the secret to stop you? Let's be real here. But the bad turnovers, again, very little defense being played. I thought the third quarter was where we would get a similar third quarter to game three, where, Draymond's pushing the pace. We get the offensive explosion, the good defense. We didn't get much of that, really. Not until the Warriors got down 17 and started playing some defense. They were down 17 with about, 2 minutes left in the third? Something like that, and it started to feel pretty bad. Like this might be the one they lose, and then we have to play a game five. But they go on a 9-0 run to end the third. So the Warriors were down 8 going into the fourth. And this is where Steve Kerr really showed how important the game was, that he wanted to get this win. Steph played the entire third quarter, was 2 of 7 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3 for 5 points. He was not very good in that third quarter. And he usually sits for the first 6 minutes of the fourth. Steve Kerr said, we need him. We need to get this win. He is going to start the fourth and play the entire fourth. And that's exactly what happened, which wasn't a bad idea. But then it also goes to overtime, and he had to play the entire overtime. So Steph played 29 straight minutes in the second half. I think he had 47 overall in the entire game. But you know what? 9 days off doesn't really matter so much. In the fourth, Steph had a similar line to his third quarter line. He went 2 of 7, 1 of 4 from three. And, you know, the game got pretty ugly in the second half. In the first half, it was just very little defense. And the second half, it was just very few shots being made. It wasn't exactly pretty. But the Warriors did what they had to do in the fourth, outscored the Blazers by 8 to tie the game. There were some really big sequences there. Warriors would fight back, Blazers would answer. So to start the fourth, it was Steph with Klay, Sean Livingston, Jonas Jerebko, and Bogut. Like I said, a lot of missed shots, pretty ugly. Steph knocks down a 3 to cut the lead down to 5. And then Zach Collins scored about 6 straight to go up 11. Well, not about, it was 6 straight. Curry ends up missing a free throw in the fourth, which breaks his streak of 81 straight free throws made in the fourth quarter in overtime dating back to 2015. So he'll just have to start a new one. Dame and CJ came back in with 9:01 left in the game. Blazers were up 7. Dubs end up going on an 8-1 run. Gets the lead down to 4. Here in my notes, ugly fourth quarter. Both teams were tired, especially Portland. You know, Warriors were tired and not really playing great because 2 starters and their 6 man were out. Portland is just tired, man. They were just gassed. Steph gets a layup to tie the game at 104 with just over 4.5 left. And Steve Kerr makes the move to go with Steph, Klay, Sean Livingston, Draymond Green, and Looney. Loon had, I think, 14 rebounds tonight, 6 of them offensive, and a number of them were big-time plays where they needed it. Klay missed a mid-range jumper. Looney gets the offensive rebound and has one of those very patient putbacks where he just holds the ball in the lane, isn't worried, knows it's going to open up, and puts it up. A lot of people will kind of get nervous in that situation. Looney doesn't. He bides his time, gets the bucket. Next possession, Steph drives and kicks to Draymond for what looks like a 3-foot was on the line. It was a deep 2. Game tied at 111 with 57.5 seconds left. There was a couple of sequences, man, where just their exhaustion really showed. Steph had a good look at 3 and misses. And then the last possession for the Warriors, Steph drives to the hoop, gets fouled pretty hard, no call, gets the rebound, and can just take a baseline 2. He's so wide open, though, he starts just backpedaling to the 3-point line, travels. They get the call. Dame misses the next shot. We're going to overtime. Tied 111. And one stat that had to be noted, Dubs were 0-6 in overtime this year. In overtime, Alphonso McKinney took Livingston's spot. So it was Steph, Klay, Alphonso McKinney, Draymond, and Looney, which is probably their second best lineup in this situation with no KD, no Andre. I'd say the best is Sean Livingston, but you don't want to play him too many minutes. I've made the joke about Klay treating offensive rebounds as free plays, like a quarterback treats an offsides in football and will throw it deep. Klay does that, and it's usually kind of funny. He did it in overtime a couple times that weren't so funny because he clanked the shots. But, you know, it is what it is. He did that off of a Looney offensive rebound in overtime when the Warriors were up 2. It's like, man, we could have gotten a better shot. But anyways, Alphonso McKinney had a huge offensive rebound and putback that put the Warriors up 116-115 with a minute 25 left. Portland, I got to give them credit. They did a good job denying Steph at times. There's only so much you can do. But one of the last possessions, I think under a minute left, Warriors were up one. They were doing everything to deny Steph, did a good job of it. He gets it. There's about three trailblazers around him, kicks it to Draymond on the wing. And what does Draymond do? Knocks down the three to go up four with 39 seconds left. And this was a cool moment. Draymond was hyped about the three and high-fiving everyone and everything, but he immediately goes up to McKinney and gets in his ear about how damn well McKinney has played in these minutes. And he sure has. I tweeted out last night, game three, when, look, tons of stories. The Stars deserve a lot of credit. Steph and Draymond being the only teammates to get triple-doubles in the same playoff game. All that stuff. But I'm obsessed with the Alphonso McKinney story. The guy went from Luxembourg to Mexico to, you know, started at Green Bay, Wisconsin, all over the place, to starting in game four of the Western Conference Finals and making some big plays too. To end it, Dame got a layup to cut the lead to two. Steph tried to take Seth off the dribble, goes for a layup, misses. Dame drives to the hoop, but really great defense by Clay. Like, when they talk about verticality and not bringing your arms down or anything, that's exactly what Clay did. There were 3.3 minutes left. Dame misses a three on a runner. Steph gets it, hurls it down court, and the Dubs win, going to their fifth straight finals. Going to take one more break, come back, play some post-game sound for you. But first, today's show is brought to you in part by Grip 6, where their goal is to literally make the best belt that's ever been made. I'm in. Grip 6 is an easy, thoughtful gift for dads, brothers, husbands, uncles, grandpas, and even moms and wives. See our women's collection. And you know what? They're good for podcast hosts, too. So hook me up. They're ultra lightweight with no holes, no flap, and it carries a low profile with the buckle laying flat against the waist, making the belt super comfortable. A Grip 6 is the only belt with no holes, no flap, no bulk. Grip 6 has a special offer for you at grip6.com/lock. That is grip, the number 6.com/LOCKE. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just finished going over the Dubs beating the Blazers in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals to complete the sweep. This one's not as good as Game 6 against the Rockets, but pretty close. Without Andre, without KD, without Boogie, playing McKinney as many minutes as you did, Jordan Bell, the entire bench, this one feels pretty good. I mentioned Kevon Looney and Alphonso McKinney in the big games they had. McKinney had 12 points and two big offensive rebounds late in the game. Kevon Looney had 12 points, 14 rebounds, six of those offensive. Steve Kerr was asked about their contributions to the series-clinching win. Here's what Steve had to say.
Well, I think they've both been fantastic all year. You know, Looney has become one of our foundational pieces. He does this every single night. And I think one thing that we've seen in almost every series is as the game goes on and players get tired, Loon gets more and more rebounds. He just has a knack for the ball, really long arms, great feel for the game. And so his rebounding, I think he had 14 tonight, bunch of offensive boards. Really a big key for us. And then, you know, without Andre, we needed every ounce of effort from Alphonso. And, you know, we didn't want to extend Sean Livingston's minutes. Played 21, which is already a high number. Up 3-0, you know, going into tonight. So when we went overtime, we just decided let's give Zoe the minutes, and he came through in a big way.
So that was Steve on Alphonso McKinney and Kevon Looney. I like what he said about Kevon Looney, calling him a foundational piece, because he damn sure is. It reminds me of Andre Iguodala, where just because he doesn't start doesn't mean he's not one of the most important players on the team, especially at the position that Kevon plays. I know some fans and other pundits have wanted him to be starting these games, but he's so good in his role right now that I just wouldn't mess with it. And I think that's part of Steve Kerr's philosophy. And he also mentioned how, you know, as other teams get tired going through games, that Kevon just seems to really take advantage. That's the other part of it. Keep him fresh where he can take advantage of the team that, you know, is getting gassed a little bit, like Portland sure was. Draymond Green was asked about the Warriors and their will to just keep coming back in a series when they're down 15, 17, 18, whatever it is. And he had a nice response to that. Here's what Draymond had to say.
We know we can cover 17 points in a matter of 3-4 minutes. And so we always try to keep that mindset that we're never out of the game. And we just need to make solid plays. It definitely helps to have number 30 who, you know, they go up 17 and he hits a three. You know, it just kind of puts them back on their heels and it shifts the momentum for us. So, you know, we just really understand what we're capable of on both sides of the basketball. And, you know, we're never out of the fight. And that's just always our mindset.
There's Day-Day on their ability to come back. And, I mean, it's something that fans always thought anyways. And I'm sure we all have the same mindset watching them that any lead isn't really safe against the Warriors. But, you know, to hear him say it is it's interesting. And I like it. I like it, man. Because it's just, at this point, it's true. You know? At this point, it's just true. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with another episode. We're going to start getting into some of the nitty-gritty stuff here. We got 9 days off until the Warriors play again and play in the finals. It's either going to be Toronto or Milwaukee. I am going to stick with what I said earlier, that I think that series goes 7. But I don't know. Milwaukee looked really good in the first two. Toronto barely pulled one out in the third. But we'll just have to wait and see. Be sure to watch that one tonight because it's going to be the only basketball on. You know? It's going to be Bucks. Toronto is the only basketball on for the next 9 days. And I hope it goes 7 just for my own entertainment purposes. Thank you guys for listening. And remember, you can subscribe to Locked On Warriors on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors, which is brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.